Our pregame coverage continues live from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by Shorebirds pitching coach Bailey Volstecki. And Bailey, great to catch up with you. We're about 2 months into the season. So from the pitching coach's lens here, how would you assess maybe the way this pitching staff has begun the season?
Yeah, I'm really proud of the group. The work we've put in has been really intentional. Obviously, it's taken some time to see the fruits of their labor, but I feel like we're starting to stabilize here, especially in the last couple of weeks, and getting the starting pitching, like getting deep into games has been helpful. Super excited to watch the guys keep growing.
It's easy to look at the statistics and just kind of judge a pitching staff that way, but how have you seen this team grow as a staff?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that becomes individualized with their own plans, but I think as a group, like generally just getting in better counts, attacking guys from the start, kind of less getting away from trying to just miss every bat and creating soft contact and just being in attack mode that way. Seeing that growth through the last couple weeks, I feel like it's been good.
How important is that aspect? Because obviously guys want to go out there, they want to strike you up, but how important is it to nail down the fact, you know, if you get six innings but maybe only strike out three, that's just as good?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of our starting pitchers are really competitive. They want to pitch deep into games, so that's kind of the challenge we give them is, like, if you want to pitch into and through the sixth inning, like, be efficient. Get guys out early, make them defend themselves early.
What are some of the big things you want these guys to focus on maybe in terms of working their, like, pitches they work on or just certain aspects when they're going up against opposing hitters in games? What are some of the things that maybe you're trying to get them to focus on the most?
Yeah, that becomes pretty individual, but a lot of times it's highlighting a certain pitch or attack plan versus each-handedness and going after it that way. And then individual guys like C-Rod, for an example, kind of adding that slider last couple weeks, like kind of challenging him to keep trusting that pitch and throw more in game. So obviously they want to win, but like keeping the development part of it in mind as well.
That seems to be the big challenge for a lot of guys when they get to this level of base. Maybe coming from college where maybe mechanically you want to work on some things, maybe a pitch you want them to have. So as a result, it takes time in game to maybe get to where they want to. So then there's some struggles with that. But it does feel like a lot of guys are starting to turn a corner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once they trust themselves to get some of those new reps in game, the confidence builds, you know, quickly. So getting them to trust that and just trust themselves, like they're all here for a reason. So that's a big push.
One of the more gratifying things, I think, for you is you have seen quite a few guys move up early in the season. Obviously, Caden Hunter and Todd Kinnaby, the latest two to get promoted to Frederick. So how good of a feeling is it for you when you see guys get promoted?
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's the whole reason we do it. Like, we all want to win games. Our whole coaching staff is competitive. But at the end of the day, our job is to help them get out of here. So, yeah, I mean, that's the best part of my job is being able to tell those guys that they're moving on.
And the cool thing for you is going back to your early days working in the organization, started the Dominican, you've seen a lot of these guys start off as their first-year pros to get to this level. So how cool has it been for you to take this journey with them and see these guys develop?
Yeah, that's been one of my favorite parts of it, just being with, you know, Esteban Mejia, Luis Beltran. I've been coaching those guys for 3 or 4 years now. So to be able to be with them every step of the way has been really rewarding, and I've been able to develop some really good relationships with those guys.
And it feels like when they're at that level, that's where they have a lot of maybe raw potential, but they need the most seasoning. So to see them come as far as they've had, especially a guy like Mejia, that has to be pretty good to see.
Absolutely. And just like watching them grow as people, like watching their lives outside of baseball too, like watching them mature. It's super rewarding and super cool to see and be a part of.
You know, for this pitching staff, the walks have obviously been a little bit high, but it also feels like you are starting to miss a lot of bats too. The strikeout numbers for this team are pretty good. So it feels like over time, this team is very close, it feels like, to getting maybe the maximum production out of this pitching staff. So although it may be tough right now, it does feel like this team is very, very close.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And credit to our guys. Like, the attitude hasn't changed that much. Like, they're still confident in their ability. And, like, as we're starting to see the success turn around, I think that confidence is going to keep growing.
Well, Bailey, it was really good stuff. Thank you so much for some time and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Pitching coach Bailey Volstecki, you're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.